Welcome. Welcome to this energy session on freedom. What do I mean by that? Freedom? I'm not talking about economic freedom. I'm not talking about social freedom. I'm not talking about political freedom. I'm talking about inner freedom. That's what this is about. You are consciousness. Hey, have I said that before? So you are consciousness. You are not your emotions. Isn't it awful when you go into some kind of emotional something and everything just keeps spiraling and it's difficult to get out of it? And your emotions control you. How many times has your emotions made a choice for you instead of you making a choice for you? And the other influencer here is the mind, right? And for those who have been in my classes and things, we've learned that the mind does all kinds of things that people don't realize that it does. And there are scientific studies that prove it. So if you are in a mental state, again, the mind with its own private agendas is not going to allow you to make the best decisions all the time. But I would venture to say probably better than the emotions. But let's be free. Let's be free of all of that. So this is going to be quick and easy. And then what I'm going to do is do it again and add something a little bit more in depth. And then I'm going to do it again and add something more in depth. So you can listen to whatever chunk of this you want when you need to be in this space. So the first thing I'd like you to do is relax. Boy, oh boy, it wouldn't be great if everything was like that. All you have to do is relax. Relax and breathe. Most of the stuff here in these videos is just relax and breathe. Close your eyes. Choose to be in the center of the core of being. What happened to all your thoughts? Did they slow? Did they stop? What happened to the emotions? The mind can't exist in this space, in this place. You're free. Well, maybe I'll do four ways of getting in. So that's not going to be strong enough if you're in an emotional state. It's not going to break that. But let's do it this way. Choose to be in the center of the core being again. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. That's the chakra that is below the feet, 6 to 8 inches. Yes, just have the thought. You don't even have to know what a chakra is. And maybe you can perceive energy flowing through you now. It's great. It's a good thing. Did things get quiet for you? This is that place. In the center of the core of being is a node. And that node is right there in the center of the core of being. That node doesn't matter. It's at the bottom of the Antahkarana, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Naming things and all that. But that node is how you entered into your crystalline structure. It's how you entered into this incarnation. And whether that happened while you were in the womb, at some specific month or developmental level, whether that happened at the moment you entered into the air outside of your mother's womb, whether that happened right when you began to breathe, I don't know. Do you? Can we? Does it matter? You're here, you're now. But that node is how you entered into this body in the first place. You are consciousness living in a crystalline structure, a body system. You are not a body system that happens to have a soul. It's a different mindset. It's a different way of looking at things. So that's good. So that node, be in the stillness. This is the place, and that node is the spot, that zero point spot. This is the place that inspired Edgar Cayce. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. How wonderful. Maybe you felt that energy come over you from just being that. No need to even meditate. We were just doing that in the center of the core of being, right there by your node, that important spot. Eventually, the right scientists will come over and they'll figure it out and we'll have more to learn about it. But for now, let's just use it. You don't have to know how a car works in order to drive. You just have to practice driving so that you can drive. So you have to practice using this body system and consciousness in order to be, in order to be free. Good. So let's take it to another level in, shall we? So you just came out of an office meeting and somebody triggered you, whatever, or whatever's happening, you got off the phone with somebody. Let's start all over again. Close your eyes. Relax as best you can. Choose to be in the center of the core of being. Activate the base chakra. Choose to be in the I Am Presence. That's the other end of the Antahkarana. Just choose to be there and receive three relaxed deep breaths. Relaxed is so much more important than deep. Through your nose is a bit better than through your mouth, but if you have to do it through your mouth. Very forgiving. And when you're done with those three breaths, just choose to be back in the center of the core of being. Notice we didn't have to go there. We can just be there. We're not human goings, we're human beings. Some of you may have noticed that you brought energy back with you from those three breaths. So let's just have the thought to activate those energies. That means turn them on. Let's energize those energies that you brought back. The Shakti, it's divine energy. That just means kick it into the excited state, like when you superheat steam, like good old chemistry class. Let's amplify these energies. That means like turning up the volume on a stereo. You take the oscilloscope and you're making the ups and downs this way. You're not changing the frequencies, you're just changing the amplitude, the amplification of the wave. Too much science? It's okay. You don't have to know it. You don't have to understand it. Some people appreciate it. But the main thing is that after you amplify it, anchor it. Anchor it on that node. Anchor it on that zero spot. Anchor it right there. On that still. That place where you can just be. In the body system, as close to directly connected to God as you can be, is right there at that spot. There's nothing in the way. There's no thoughts, no emotions. There's no belief systems. Just you. And God, you and the unified field, you and God doesn't care how you refer to God, only that you do. And I truly, truly hope you do. So now that we have activated, energized, amplified, and anchored these energies on our node, allow. Everything in spirituality is choose, allow, accept, integrate, and then implement. Everything. So we've already asked for this. We've already made that choice. Now we're going to allow these energies that God gave us just now. And we're going to allow them to permeate our entirety. What do I mean by that? It means all of your mortal bits and all of your immortal bits. And it doesn't matter what the bits are. You don't need to know. Only that you want to allow these energies to permeate, to saturate everything that you are in this incarnation and everything that you are eternally in this moment. And what's the next step? Accept it. God gave it to you just now for free. You're going to leave it on the gut? You're going to take it in as the wonderful, incredible gift that it is. Accept it. And then these energies will integrate according to God's will. We can also ask for energy to do things specifically that we need done. But that's another recording, another time, and there's a whole bunch of them right here in YouTube. So you can just pick and choose and go through it and do the processes. The key is to choose, allow, accept. Those are the main steps that we do. Good, good. And what happens? You're free in this moment. You're free in the center of the core being. You're experiencing freedom as the consciousness that you are. Not even consciousness, the aspect of consciousness that you are. You are made up of the same stuff that God's made up of. Consciousness. That's why it says that God created humanity in God's image. Simple and easy enough. It's these simple little easy things in the beginning that get us started on our path to realizing there's more to life and that we have more effect on things in our life than we thought we did. And this is the key. This is the start. Being free. Free of all those influences. They're not forcing you to do anything. You can listen to them and make a choice. You can observe and make a choice. You don't have to react anymore. When you're free. Oh, thank you so, so much for going through this simple little thing with me. I am so grateful. And please, if you have the wherewithal, if you've seen the Shoptify website recently, it needs to be redone. Please, please donate. The links are below. I'm going to make sure of it. And every little bit is helpful. Every little bit. And in the United States, donations to Shoptify are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. So, there you be. Thank you so, so much. So much. I wish you the absolute best. If you have questions, you can write them below. You can send me an email.